prophet says, abide by truth, will not enter paradise. Prophet says, abide by truth, will not enter paradise. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. حضرت سيدنا أبو بكر شبلي بغدادي رحمة الله عليه says that after his demise, I saw my neighbor in a dream. I asked him, how did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you? He said, I faced severe complications as I could not even answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir, the angels who come to the grave. I was even thinking to myself, that have I died in the state of Iman? Why am I in such grave difficulty? Suddenly, I heard a voice call out, you are receiving this punishment because of the unnecessary use of your tongue. Allahu Akbar. Now the angels responsible to carry out the punishment advanced towards me. Right then, a handsome, fragrant young man appeared. He intervened between me and the torment of the grave. He reminded me of the answers for Munkar and Nakir, and thus I was able to answer them. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the punishment was taken away. I then asked this man, may Allah have mercy upon you, who are you? He said, I have been created by the blessings of your recitation of excessive Durood-e Paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I am designated to aid you whenever you are in the times of affliction and difficulty. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni channel, look at the amazing benefits of reciting Durood-e Paak upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we've been talking about backbiting. Now imagine this, you build up a bank balance, you build up a treasure, you have a safe with lots of pearls and jewels and diamonds in it. And then when it comes to the time where you want to cash these in and you use them, you go to your treasure trove, you open the door, your huge safe where you know you've got lots of money and treasure. And unfortunately, it's empty. How devastated would you be if you had spent your entire life filling this safe with all kinds of pearls and corals and diamonds and rubies? All kinds of worldly treasures of gold and silver, money, knowing that this was going to provide you with every luxury of life. And then suddenly, it's not there. You would be devastated. Just the thought of it now probably sends a shiver down your spine. Makes your heart tremble. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, on the day of judgment, when we rise in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we think that we have something to present in the court of the Creator, we think we bring salah, we bring our fasts, we bring our zakat, our generous contributions, our work for deen, other virtues, helping the poor, all of this. And we stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal thinking that these deeds may help us gain salvation. But then our cursing, our allegations against others, our backbiting, our taking the mickey out of others, how we're ridiculing others, how we're mocking others, comes and disgraces us. Allahu Akbar. How would you feel? It's going to be a million times worse than that person who goes to his safe and his treasure has gone. Because the worldly treasure is only for a limited time. But what if in the real world, on the day of judgment, your treasure of good deeds disappears because of the misuse of your tongue? What will we do? Where will we go? In this world, you can start to fill your treasure trove again. You could start to fill your safe again and rebuild your wealth. But on the day of judgment, you can't come back into the world and start praying and start fasting and start paying zakat and start protecting your tongue. That is not allowed. You cannot then say that now I have realized the value of not hurting other people's feelings. Ya Allah, give me the chance to go back. This time, I will not hurt the feelings of others. I will not curse other people. I will not make their life miserable. Ya Allah, my good deeds have been wasted because of these. Ya Allah, please give me the opportunity. Because no matter how much we plead on that day, if our balance of bad deeds outweighs our good deeds, then we shall be thrown into the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. And then the scholars write in the light of the beautiful hadith of Mubarakah of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that those who rise with lots of salahs and fasts and virtues and zakat and hajj, those they have committed injustices to, oppressed, backbitten, lied about, told tales about, cursed, hurt, all those people will come. And the good deeds will be given to them for the oppression that happened, for the misuse of the tongue against them, till eventually you'll have no good deeds left. And yet there will be still people lining up saying, Ya Allah, he oppressed me, he backbitten against me, he said nasty things to me, he hurt my feelings. And then it will be ordered to unload your sins onto him. So that when this person rose on the day of judgment, in his mind he was thinking that I've got all these salahs and all these roze, all these fasts and all this zakat and all the hajj and everything else. But by the time he has been held accountable for the oppression and the backbiting of others and the hurt of others, he is now in the negative. Allahu Akbar. And as a result of all these sins now, he will be thrown into the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today is the time to seek forgiveness. Today is the time to repent from this horrific sin of backbiting. Today is the time to protect your deeds and not to give them away very easily. It's very difficult to earn these good deeds, like it is very difficult to earn wealth and save it. And if you were losing money all the time, you would try to stop that. If you had a business that was losing money, you'd close it down. On the one hand, we run about and try and please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by praying, by fasting, by doing good deeds. But at the same time, because of the misuse of this tongue, we are losing our deeds by a rate that is scary. Allahu Akbar. Our master, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Mawlana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, has written in Fatawa Rizwayah Sharif, it is easier to get others to forgive here in this world, but there are very slim chances on the day of judgment, because everybody on that day will be looking after themselves. They will be engrossed in their own matters. They will be looking for virtues from wherever they come. And they're not interested in what you need. They are interested in getting their deeds together, getting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal forgiveness and entering to Jannah. They want virtues and are disgusted with sins. And Allah Hazrat writes, in such a situation, who will want to give you good deeds because of the oppression they suffered in this world? So they will say to Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, He oppressed me. I want His deeds. They are getting the opportunity to get those. And Allah Hazrat writes that they will have the opportunity to offload their sins. Allahu Akbar. And it's a great opportunity on a day where everybody is looking after themselves. Why avail others of this chance? Why give them a chance on the most needy day in the creation of the heavens and the earth, the day of judgment? Why give others the opportunity to take your good deeds and leave you in misery and in an awful state? Simply for that little bit of pleasure when you backbite somebody and the nafs and the shaitan make you happy? No. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in the light of the Hadith of Mubarak Amir al-Sunnah Damad Barakatum al-Aliya, in the brilliant book, Backbiting a Cancer in Our Society, Ghibat Ki Tabakariya writes that even parents who will do anything for their children in this world on the day of judgment will not be helping them. Children will not be helping their parents. Even if it's one deed, they will be begging each other and turning each other away. Allahu Akbar. Nobody will want to help anybody. It is narrated in Tibrani Sharif by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he heard Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that a son would owe to his parents. So on the day of judgment, they will rush towards him. And he will say, I am your son. Then the parents will be awarded their rights and they would wish that they had even more rights on him than this. Allahu Akbar. So the parents on that day will want to take the deeds because of their rights not being fulfilled. Allahu Akbar. And if this is the case of the parents, Amir al-Sunnah Damad Barakatum al-Aliya writes, what can one expect from others that were backbite? Others that we slander, what can we expect from them? They're not going to forgive us on that day. They will want your deeds. Why are you so foolish that the deeds you have worked hard for, you have toiled for, you are giving up so easily? Allahu Akbar. You get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you perform wudu, you stand on the prayer mat, you pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, you prostrate, you plan for your zuhr, you plan for your asr, you plan for your maghrib, you pray your isha with jama'at, you recite the Quran, and yet you let backbiting destroy your deeds? Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to think. It's time to preserve your treasures. It's time to wake up and say, I am not going to give my deeds away to anybody else. Because these are invaluable in this world and in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Because this disease of backbiting, unfortunately, is so widespread that today we do not believe that it is a sin. The shaitan and our nafs has deceived us. And we think that there's nothing wrong with it. Indeed, some brothers, they still live by the old fallacy of, oh, I can say it to his face. And we've heard from the previous episodes of this silsila that ghibat isn't when you've got the strength to say it to his face and you're saying it behind his back. That is not the definition that the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has given us. The definition is that what you're saying is the truth and you're saying it behind somebody's back. And it would hurt him if you said it in front of him. That's the definition. We cannot make up our own definition in our mind and pretend that what we're doing when we're backbiting people isn't actually ghibat. Because then the only person you're deceiving and fooling is your own self. And you are then setting up the difficulties for yourself on the Day of Judgment by taking the burden of other people's sins and by giving your good deeds away. So let's safeguard this tongue so that we protect the rights of others rather than violating them. Islam taught us a caring attitude. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnati mubarakah taught us how to be nice to people. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to talk, how to be kind, how to be generous, how to be good-hearted. And yet, today, all we want to do is dishonor others. And one of the waswasas of the shaitan is that somebody will come and tell us, he said this thing about you. Or he did this which may trouble you. Just because of that trigger, off we go. And now, if somebody is telling you that somebody has backbitten you, that doesn't give you the justification to start to backbite and slander them. In fact, it was an opportunity for you in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal to be patient and increase your deeds. To forgive them for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Or to look at it another way. That they are giving you or presenting you with an opportunity to take their deeds. What a great opportunity. Indeed, there's a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, a pious man, a friend of Allah. And somebody said to him that, so somebody is backbiting you. And he sent them gifts. And when they asked, why are you sending him gifts? He said, well, he's presenting his deeds to me, so I need to present him with gifts. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful Madani way of thinking. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it is written that Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Zain al-Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu would leave his home and he would say, I will give charity today, and that charity is that whoever backbites against me, I give my honor to him. Allahu Akbar. And what the scholars write is this, that was essentially him saying, I will not take revenge. I will be silent, and I will not even take accountability in this world or the hereafter. And this was the amazing status of Hazrat Zain al-Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But it's an inspiration for us that look at the thinking. Not only was Hazrat Zain al-Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu forgiving in this world, but was forgiving in the hereafter, knowing that for the backbiter or the oppressor, the difficulties of the hereafter are grave. And because of their amazing status, an amazing level of piety, they recognized that forgiveness in the hereafter for those who were oppressing was a grave, grave matter. And through the amazing heart that Allah Azza wa Jalla had given them, they said, we forgive even before the time comes. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this backbiting is a grave sin. It will cause immeasurable difficulties for us, not only in this world, not only in our grave, but also on the Day of Judgment. It is written in the Risala published by Maktabatul Madina, Ghusse ka Ilaj, the cure for anger, that on the Day of Judgment it will be announced, whoever has their reward with Allah's mercy, let them stand up and enter paradise. It will be asked, who has this reward? And the announcer will reply, for those who forgive, then thousands of people will stand up and enter paradise without accountability. Now, we can be part of that. Next time somebody comes to us and says, somebody has said this about you, rather than let the adrenaline pump through the body and get angry and want revenge, and then the shaitan takes over, and straight away we're saying, he said that about me, how dare he, he's like this, he's like that, and off we go. Rather than that, simply look at it this way. For the sake of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I forgive him. I'll forgive him. Or I won't say anything against him. And if we can develop that madani mindset, Allahu Akbar, our life would become so peaceful and so tranquil. Our hearts would find rest in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And your life would change. Because today, a lot of the misery that we have in our lives revolves around what people have said about us, what they think about us, what we think they think about us, and then our habits of backbiting. And these combinations, what they do, my dear Islamic brothers, is they instill a darkness in our heart. Allahu Akbar. And we know from the famous hadith of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's copied by Amir al-Sunnat Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah in Fazani Sunnat, that when a person commits a sin, a black spot forms on the heart. And when he sins again, another black spot forms. And he carries on like this. And as a result of these black dots, eventually, the heart becomes black. And the mafhum, the rationale of the Hadith Mubarakah is that then, no counseling, no advice, no admonition has any effect on him. Because the heart has been blackened by constantly committing backbiting. We blacken our hearts. Every time we speak ill of others, a black dot appears on our hearts, without a doubt. Then we do it again, and another black dot. And the first time we did it, we felt the uneasiness of it. We felt the besakuni, we felt something was wrong, I wasn't quite right. There was no peace, I'd lost something. The second time you did it, you got that to a lesser extent. And then because you carried on doing it, you gradually killed your heart. You blackened it. And the habit of backbiting not only had the worldly consequences of putting you in grave difficulty, but also left you with a heart which is black and filthy. Allahu Akbar. To the extent that then advice has no effect. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, what a dire state that is. That people will give you good advice, but you will be too blind to see it and act upon it. Surely that is the state of the most unfortunate people. And we don't want to be there. And the path that leads to a clean, pure, nurani, enlightened heart is protecting your tongue from backbiting. Allahu Akbar. Why frustrate yourself? Because backbiting, the scholars write, is a just disease. What it does is before it affects others, it kills your heart. Allahu Akbar. And just look at this. It says in the Hadith Mubarakah, the best of creation said, there is a bridge over hell, which is finer than a strand of hair, and sharper than a sword. It is lined with iron hooks and thorns, which will grab the person, whomever Allah Azza wa Jal wills. People will pass over it. Some will pass within the twinkling of an eye. Wind, finest horses and camels, they will be like that, going straight across it. The angels will be calling out, Rabbi Sallim, Rabbi Sallim. Oh Rabb, let them pass with ease. Oh Rabb, let them pass with ease. Some Muslims will be forgiven. Some will be injured. Some shall be hanging upside down. And yet others will fall in to the fire of hell on their faces. Allahu Akbar. Musnad Imam Ahmad, Hadith Mubarakah. Now that is a very, very difficult situation. Bridge of Sirat and crossing it on the day of judgment. Now, with that difficulty in mind, that it is sharper than a sword and finer than a hair, and it's going to lead people to fall into the fire of hell, but with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, some will cross. Now listen to this hadith of Mubarakah from Sunan Abi Dawud. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anybody says something by which he intends to disgrace a Muslim, then Allah Azza wa Jal will stop him on the bridge of Sirat until he is acquitted of what he has said. So when you backbite, you will be stopped on the bridge of Sirat and held accountable for it. Allahu Akbar. And what a difficult situation that will be. The day of judgment is a very difficult day, even for those who have some deeds. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, why would we want to create even more difficulty for ourselves by the improper use of our tongue? Why would we want to create difficulty for ourselves on a day which is already difficult? Ya ilahi, jab chalun tariq rahib ul sirat, aftab-e hashmi nurul khuda ka saath ho. Ya Allah, when I walk on the dark bridge of Sirat, may I be in His beautiful company, the bright star of Hashmi, the light of guidance, the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to think about that day of judgment, which is going to be very difficult. Let's not make it even more difficult for ourselves by just gaining a little bit of pleasure in this world and yet setting up difficulties in the worldly life through backbiting, punishment in the grave, and disgrace on the day of judgment. Let's be of those who protect our tongue in this world and live a life of honor and dignity. In the grave they rise, reciting through the Paak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and on the day of judgment, their deeds are not given to others because they didn't backbite, and they are presented with the beautiful Jannat of Allah Azza wa Jal and allowed to go into it. Ameen, bijahin Nabil Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Prophet says, a backbiter will not enter paradise. Prophet says, a backbiter will not enter paradise.